I love these guys.
Well, welcome to the Secondhand Lions podcast. John Drennan here with my friend Bill Radford. It is Thursday, the 20th. What's the date today, Bill? The 21st?
21st.
Yeah, and I know you were a bit under the weather yesterday, so today's game day. Glad you're feeling better. And last week we started talking a little bit about the schedule. And by the way, I need to correct this. I said last week the schedule has us playing 3 games in 11 days. No, it's 3 games in 12 days, but we'll get into that. Before we jump into the schedule, Bill, you saw some news today that I was not aware of. So why don't we start with that?
Well, what I saw was Jack Campbell signed a 4-year extension. It says the details of the contract are not yet available, but that's good news because, you know, there was some speculation because they didn't pick up his option for $21 million that there could be trouble, but they've signed him to a 4-year extension, which is good news because Jack Campbell's a heck of a football player, and he's kind of the anchor of the defense right now, along with Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, really good news. And I know last week in talking about him, you know, I made the point that the 5th-year extension was going to be $21 million, give or take, and that's just too high for his position. But they lump edge rushers in with linebackers, and that's how they come up with that number. I don't want to rehash that from a week ago, but it's definitely good news. And that means, so he's already signed through this year. We'll call it the 2026 season. That means we now got him 2027 through 2030. And that's good news for Lions fans. So.
Well, John, we have the full schedule. So we were talking beforehand. We're going to do a way too early game by game prediction.
Well, you were ready to go last week. You started predicting. I loved it. Okay.
Well, you know, the I've seen that the Lions will be considered favorites in 13 of the 17 games. Which I don't know how they know that now, but
where'd you see that? I hadn't seen that.
Oh, you know,
one of the reports,
right? I don't know where it was. One of the talking heads.
Well, that's interesting because as we get into the forecast, that's about where I got them.
All right. Well, do you want to get started?
Yeah. To lay the groundwork, probably if you're listening to this, you're enough of a fan to know this. But as I said, we got 3 games in 12 days. But here are kind of highlights. Our bye week is week 6. So we play 5 games, and then week 6 we don't play. Some notable games mentioned last week. We open the Bills Stadium with them, the second game of the year. The Bills are away in the first game, but they're in their brand new stadium. Second game of the year, and the Lions will be there for a Thursday night game. We play in Germany the 10th week, November 15th in Munich. Come back from that. And by the way, leading into that game, we play at the Dolphins. And then the following Sunday, it's in Munich. That's a 9 a.m. game Eastern Standard Time. Then they'll head back to the States. And the following Sunday, they play the Tampa Bay game at home. And then 4 days later, Thanksgiving at home against the Bears. And then the last 4 games, I'm not going through the whole schedule here, but the last 4, interesting, Bill, we got 3 road games against divisional opponents. Vikings in their dome stadium for the first of those. Then the game after that, we got the Giants at home. But then we go to Green Bay and Chicago, both outdoor stadiums in December and January. So who knows what those games will be like. But Lions will be ready either way. So that's kind of some highlights. But you want to talk about the schedule and then dig into your predictions or whatever you want to do?
Let's just go with the predictions.
Okay.
So why don't you start?
Okay, well, I took the same approach as last year. If anyone listened to our last year, I said I broke this down into sets of four, 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 and then that last game against the Bears was the 17th game. This year I'm going five, four, four, four. So how about I'll start with my five and see how we line up. So
All right.
the first five games, we open at home against the Saints. I call that a Lions victory. Then we go to the Bills, as I discussed. I call that a 50-50. Either team could win. Then we play the Jets at home. I call that a Lions win. Then we play the Panthers away. That's an evening primetime game. I'm calling that one 50-50, even though I think the Lions will win. And then the fifth game, we play the Cardinals at home. I think we win that one. So I think we win three. And I think we end up 4-1 at the end of five games.
What do you mean we win three?
I think for sure we win three, and we either lose to the Bills or the Panthers and end up 4-1. I don't think we end up 3-2.
Okay.
As we get closer, I'll pick them each week, but right now I'm picking out of five. I think we're 4-1.
Well, I am picking the Lions to beat the Saints, lose to Buffalo, and then win the next three, Jets, Carolina, and Arizona.
So, having said that, Bill, do you think it's more likely we end up 5-0 or 3-2? If 4-1's not an option.
Probably 3-2.
Okay. All right, ready to go to the next four?
Sure.
All right. Well, we got a bye in week six. So theoretically, that gives teams a chance to rest and heal up. Now, interesting, and I'll come back to this, but last year we were all excited because we had the bye before the first Vikings game, right? And we thought, oh man, we're
We're
going to
going to kill
destroy
them.
the Vikings. We lost. So much for the bye. But again, everybody's different. But after the bye, we got the Packers at home. I think we win that because I do think we benefit from the bye, and it's a home game. And we got a little bit of kind of revenge stuff for the Packers. Then we got the Vikings at home. I think we win that. Again, it's home game, and we kind of need some payback, and we're a better Lions team, knock on wood, than we were last time we played them. Then we got the Dolphins away. I just think we beat the Dolphins. Then we got the Patriots in Germany. I see that as a 50-50 game, and I think we end the second four games 3-1. The second set of four, rather, 3-1.
Okay. Well, I have us winning all four. I think New England is a little bit smoke and mirrors. They had a very easy schedule last year. They wouldn't have gotten to the championship game if Denver didn't lose their quarterback. They almost didn't anyway. If Sean Payton wouldn't have lost his mind on the some of the play calls. But yeah, I think that at home against Green Bay, at home, or yeah, against Minnesota, Miami and New England, I think we win all those.
Well, I love it, Bill, because I think this is the first time ever when we've put out picks. You came out, we win more than what I'm saying. So you're the optimist. But I'd
It's
like,
not over yet.
yeah, and I like your comments about the Patriots because, yeah, they made it to the Super Bowl, so they're real. But I think they had a weaker schedule than most teams based on the previous year, and I think. I do think the Mike Vrabel stuff is going to be a bit of a distraction for them, and I think they're going to fall off their Cinderella year a little bit.
I do too. Remembering now the playoffs in the AFC, Denver beat New England on that horrible, horrible call. If you remember that near the end of the game.
You mean New England beat Denver?
Yeah, no. Denver beat Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo.
Right.
Okay. You'd said New England. I was trying to remember back. Okay, so Denver beat Buffalo on a questionable close game.
Right. And so then Denver goes to play New England without their quarterback.
That's right.
So Buffalo should have beat Denver, and then Buffalo would have played New England and killed them, I think.
And I think Denver with Bo Nix would have won. In fact,
Right.
I remember I picked New England only because Bo Nix wasn't playing.
And I picked Denver anyway and almost won, which would
Yeah,
have been.
right. I know. I remember. So you're right.
So I think there's a little bit of lack of realism when it comes to New England. They're going to have a tough schedule now. That stuff with their coach has got to be a distraction. So I think they'll beat New England.
Well, I
So,
love that you picked 4-0 because I tend to think that'll be the case, but thought, well, I'm going with 3-1. So let's get to the next four.
all
We come
right.
back from Germany and play a very good Tampa Bay team that's always given us trouble, but we're at home and I picked the Lions.
And I
Game
picked
after
Tampa.
that, I picked the Lions to beat Tampa Bay.
And I picked Tampa to beat the Lions.
Okay. Next game, Thanksgiving, which we haven't done all that well on Thanksgiving Day. Obviously, home against the Bears. I picked the Lions. Next game's the Falcons on the road. But this one's after a 10-day layoff to kind of heal up and prep for them. I think that could be a tough one. And then the following game, we're back home with the Titans, a team we should beat, and I think we will. Having said that, for the four games, I'm going to say 3-1 because I think there's a chance we either lose to the Buccaneers or the Falcons or the Bears. I don't know which one, but 3-1 feels right.
Well, the only reason I'm picking Tampa is because the Lions are coming back from Germany. Historically, teams get a bye the week after a European game. And so that they have to fly to Germany, play that game, fly home, and that's no small undertaking. I don't care which kind of private plane you're in. That's still not, it's not easy. So I think that, and then there'll be some looking past Tampa to Chicago. So that's my reasoning. I wouldn't be surprised if the Lions won, but that's my reasoning. So at this point, I'm picking Tampa.
And before you go on, I don't dispute what you said. Historically, you get a bye, but this year, only three of the 16 teams playing are getting a bye coming back. So if that's been the case historically, it's not the case this year.
Well, right, and the reason for that is because they have so many more. It used to be there was maybe two a year.
Okay. Yeah, this is the most this year. All right, what about Thanksgiving Day?
I'm picking the Lions to beat Chicago. Finally went up. Thanksgiving home game. So they bounced back from the Tampa game and beat Chicago at home.
And what about Atlanta on the road a week later? Not a week later, 10 days later.
Yeah, I think that'll help, and I think they'll win.
And then the Titans at home.
That's a win.
So you're 3-1.
Yeah, in the NFC South with Atlanta, Tampa, who else is in that? New Orleans, and can't think of the
Carolina.
fourth, Carolina. There's not one good team in the whole thing.
Well, and this is a good time to mention this. We play this year six teams that have new coaches. We've already talked about the Bills. One reason I think the Lions, I put them 50-50 and maybe even beating the Bills, is Bills, they have a new head coach. They are in a new stadium. Who knows how that affects them? They've got, new coaches. Quite a bit of new players. On the upside for the Bills, they got Josh Allen, probably the most impactful player in the NFL. But the Cardinals have a new head coach. We picked them to beat the Cardinals. We haven't, we picked the Lions to beat the Dolphins. They got a new head coach, but a coach that knows the Lions. It's a former D coordinator for the Packers, Jeff Hadley. Titans have a new coach this year, Salas, who used to coach the Jets, and we picked the Lions. Giants have a new coach, of course, John Harbaugh. We haven't gotten to the Giants yet. Falcons have a new coach, and we both picked Detroit to win that one. So let's get to those final four games. Vikings away.
You mean the final five?
Final four.
Well, there's five left.
You picked the Titans as a loss at home. That
No,
leaves four. Vikings, Giants,
I picked them
Bears.
as a win. Yeah, Minnesota, the Giants, Minnesota again.
No,
Wait a
we
minute.
played Minnesota way back in week 8.
Okay.
And you said we'll win. That's a home game.
All right, I don't know why I have them in there a second time.
So we end with Vikings, Giants, Bears, Packers, and those three North Division games are on the road. So I think the Vikings, we win just because we lost to them twice last year. It's a dome stadium. I just think by that point in the season, both teams are better. Vikings will know where they're at with their quarterback, assuming he stays healthy. Drawing a blank, what's his name from the Cardinals? Who's their quarterback this year, Bill? They traded for Murray. So I think Murray will be their starting quarterback, but I just think we're a better team. Giants, I think we beat at home because they're at home, and I think they're going to be much improved, but not enough to beat the Lions at home. Bears and Packers, I view those as 50-50. We could win, we could lose. I think we lose one of them and end up 3-1 in those last four games.
Yeah, I have the Lions beating Minnesota and the Giants and the Bears and losing to the Packers.
All
And
right,
what I'm
so.
hoping is they'll go into the Packer game 14-2 and possibly have the number one bye sewn up so they don't have to play their best players against Green Bay in the middle of winter.
Yeah, good point. Good point. But your predictions got us at 14-3. Mine's got us at 13-4, and I absolutely love that.
Who did you have? So I am losing to Buffalo, Tampa, and Green Bay. What's your
Correct.
other loss?
Well, I wasn't specific. I have them losing one of the games in this of the second four, either to the Patriots or the Packers. So I have them going 3-1 in that second group of games. You have them going 4-0.
Right.
And I think there's a good chance they do go 4-0 in that stretch. And Bill, the more they can win these first nine games, the better off they are going into the gauntlet of 3 games in 12 days, and then the gauntlet of 3 road North Division games in the last four. And Bill, it's going to be so interesting because injuries play such a role. Weather can play a role, schedule can play a role. I mean, if we go into those games with all four North Division teams in the running to win the division, that's going to be a hell of a stretch.
Well, I don't think we will be. I don't think Minnesota will be in the running. I think Chicago is going to take a step back. They had the easiest schedule in the NFL last year, and they're going to have, I think they're having the hardest or second hardest schedule. So.
Well, and I agree with you, and I'm not sure the Packers will be in the running. I don't know how long they're going to be without Micah Parsons. I don't think they had a very good draft. And I think Jordan Love has the potential to be like a superstar or a bit of a flop this year.
All right, well, our way too early predictions are sunshine and roses for the Lions.
That's right.
But
Knock on wood, man. If we have another year of injuries like the last two, and again, as we said last week, injuries, good teams overcome them, and you got to have depth. But man, and Bill, I want to bring this up. I was listening to some podcasters talking about all these teams we play with first-year coaches, and he made a point that he'd really like to see us play games with first-year coaches earlier in the year because those teams are still trying to figure it out. And I
so
thought,
that's
listen.
Buffalo, the Jet. No, the Jets. Well, the Jets don't matter.
Right. I think Giants, Titans, Falcons, they're all later. But my rebuttal in my head to that was, you know what? These teams, they don't want to play the Lions later in the year because they've had a chance to have Blake Miller play all these games as a rookie, and Ratledge, who is a second-year guy, that many more games, and Cade Mays, who's new to Lions, he's got that many more games to adjust. Man, if I was a team, I wouldn't want to play the Lions late in the year.
I don't think you want to play them at all, but
Agreed.
the reasoning with the new coach, I guess it makes sense. It certainly made sense with the Bears last year. The Lions clobbered them 52-21,
It's a great example.
second game of the season. But you know, the other thing happens sometimes that early they win because everybody's on the same page and pulling in the same direction, and then they get a couple injuries and they're not very deep, and you know, they start heading the wrong direction. So And the Lions certainly know what that feels like. I mean, we predicted 14-3, 13-4. I think that is, we're both being optimistic. They go 11-6, I think they'll win the division.
Yeah, and I certainly think that we win 12. If it's not 13 or 14 and they win the division. But I agree with you, because the division, they're going to be knocking each other out. But Bill, one thing just talking about this stuff, it's like it's all nonsense. The schedule, the weather, the injuries, and that. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know where we're going to be. We don't, the NFL's the NFL, but I'll ask you this question. Is there a game on their schedule you feel the Lions can't win?
Can't win.
Can't win or shouldn't win? Let's start with can't win. Are they playing a team they just can't beat this year, do you think?
No.
Me neither. Do you think there's a game they shouldn't win? Meaning, like, we don't feel like Arizona should beat the Lions this year. Is there a game you feel like the Lions should not win based on this schedule?
Well, should is a different word. I think the Buffalo game and the Tampa game are the two that are kind of glaring.
So let me ask you, do you believe the Bills should beat the Lions?
Yes.
Okay. And you made your case. They're home, new stadium, they got Allen.
And in the last several years, they're better.
Yeah. Okay. And the Buccaneers, do you believe they should beat the Lions this year?
I don't think they should, but coming back from Germany, I think they very well could.
Yeah. And good answer. And that's how you explained it. So, apart from the Bills, I don't think you'd say there's a team here that should beat the Lions on any of these dates. Would you agree? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, I guess what I'm hearing is the equivalence between a team that should beat the Lions equals there's a team the Lions can't beat.
No, those are different.
Okay.
Yeah, and you and I totally agree. There's not a game here where the Lions can't win it. They can win every one of these games. But you and I know they're not going to win every game. You're saying
No.
the Bills should beat the Lions. I totally hear that, and I get that. And I look here and I say, okay, if I say the same thing about the Lions, should the Lions beat any of these? I don't say they should beat the Bills. I
But they
don't,
could.
but they could. I don't say they should beat the Buccaneers for all the reasons you think the Buccaneers will win. I don't say they should beat the Bears or Packers on the road those last two games. But I do think they will win some of those. So.
I think the Packers should beat the Lions at home in the middle of January.
Yeah, and I don't dispute that. Yep.
Yeah.
I got Lions losing one of those last two games. But I think they'll win one of them.
I hope so. I hope that according to my reasoning, they'll be 13-2 when they get there. They could lose them both and still have the number one bye.
Well, I love your reasoning on all this so much. I may just have a little celebration tonight because I'm so fired up that you're not saying a wish and a prayer we might get to 12 wins. And because I do think last week you said you go, see us going 12-5, and I thought, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and there's always a are almost always an upset.
Absolutely. And I don't take the Giants lightly. I don't take the Panthers lightly. I don't take any division game lightly. The Falcons on the road, I don't take that lightly. But we're going with what we know right now, and we should probably hang up before we say much more.
About the Lions, anyway. Did you hear this report? I is part of the thing I sent to you. About this Eagles Nolan Smith arrested after clocking at. Driving his car at 135 miles an hour in Georgia.
I saw something today, but didn't read the report. So now I know what I knew it was trouble, and now I know what it was.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, I don't understand these guys that have the potential to be multimillionaires and set for life, to be foolish and risking their lives.
Yeah, the best way I can relate to that is think back when I was 21, 22, 23. But again, I didn't have a $20 million NFL.
Yeah, if you and I had had millions of dollars, we'd probably both be dead.
Well, Bill, that's a segue, and I'll make this as my last comment here today that, I was listening to an expert who I think is truly an expert in. He was talking about our number two pick and how, we traded up to get the pick ahead of the Ravens. And according to a video, the Ravens draft room, when we took Derek Moore, they were jubilant because they wanted Zion Young from Missouri. And a lot of people had Zion Young as a first round pick, and a lot had Derek Moore as more a second round pick. This guy said he thinks Derek Moore was our day two guy without question, as day two rush options or edge options. And here's the point he made, and I loved it. Zion Young is a great player, and again, was around one talent. But apparently, he had two things. One, an incident in a locker room or something that he kind of went off. And the second was a DUI since he graduated. So between graduation and draft day, a DUI. And the Lions, since Holmes and Campbell took over, just said, we don't want guys that are going to be trouble. That stuff speaks to their character. The report you just made about Smith speaks to character and judgment. And I love that about the Lions because, Bill, you and I have been talking sports for decades and have always wondered how do these pro teams pick or trade for these guys that are proven trouble everywhere they go? They're drama, they're trouble, and I just don't get it. And I love that with the Lions, you don't need to worry about that. Yeah, they've had some issues with. Three guys from Alabama, actually. Jameson Williams has been a bit juvenile, but he's coming along. Brian Branch has had some of his issues, like slugging the guy. And who else? Terrion Arnold. Questionable thing this year that potentially has him in trouble, but that happened after they drafted him. But.
Wasn't Jahmyr Gibbs from Alabama?
Yeah, and no incidents with him.
Right.
Yeah. So
Well, before we sign off, John, I do want to, since we've talked about him a few weeks in a row, I want to mention the Pistons' untimely demise.
I want to puke right now.
That was. I mean, I don't know how you have a 50-point swing in matter of 2 days, they beat Cleveland by 21 and then they lose by 30
Well, the way
at
you handle
home.
it is you don't show up at all, any player at any level. That's basically what would happen.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they show up? That's the puzzling part is, they want to win.
Yeah, I don't have the answer to that. My best answer, and again, those who have listened, I did play Division III college basketball, and I remember Bill going to one game, and it certainly wasn't an NBA playoff level game. It was a road game where I knew from the moment we got off the bus till we got back on, we had no chance of winning. You could feel it. Nobody played well. The coaches weren't, nothing about it. Was there a chance of winning? The air, the attitude, the energy. And I don't know, but from the start, it just looked like the Pistons weren't going to rally. And it was a horrible feeling. I
Well,
don't
then
get it.
the Cavaliers, I didn't see the game, but I heard about it. 22-point lead halfway through the fourth quarter, and they lost.
I watched that. They were 7 minutes and some change to go. They're up 22 with momentum. Jalen Brunson went flat off. He scored like six baskets in a row. One was a three-pointer, all in a span of about 2 minutes.
Well, and the comments I've heard is, where was the coach? Where were the timeouts?
He was calling them, actually. He did. There were two timeouts in that period. In that time frame, two or three, but
Actually, what I heard was that he had four left, and you lose two of them when you get to 3 minutes. And he didn't call either of those. He called him in after 3 minutes. They went 18-1 run before he called a timeout.
yeah, okay. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, but I was aware of the 18-1 run, and it was sick.
I mean, you got to get, and this is way off of our podcast point. You got to get James Harden out of the game because he's getting torched by Brunson. You got to put somebody on him that can guard him or come close to guarding him.
Yeah. During that stretch, anyone who was guarding Harden had him, but they switched a lot and they had different people. Brunson was freakish during that stretch.
Okay, 18 points is,
Yeah.
but
And the Cavs.
1 point in return fire.
No, you're right. I mean, the Cavs, they just started missing shots. They might have gone a little conservative, but. It was, and that's the thing in basketball and the NBA, the swings are, they can be dramatic as, game five of the Magic and Pistons.
Yeah, the Pistons were down 22 in that one, partway through the third quarter and ended up winning by 14.
Yeah, I mean, a complete swing, but yeah, it was hard to see. I knew they had a chance of losing game seven for sure. Cavs are for real, but man, they just didn't show up.
Well, hopefully, when we get to football season, everybody will show up every game.
That's right. Playing 17 of them, and hopefully another four more.
Right?
All right, my
Hopefully,
friend. Well, this was.
only three if you get the bye.
Right. Well, my friend, this was fun doing this yakking with not much sense to any of it. So
All right.
we'll be
Well,
back next week, folks. Thanks for being part of this run to the Super Bowl. Hopefully, it's this year.
all right. Good night, everyone.
Bye for now.